Yes, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Home Run. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulung Kwanyoka, and I am standing in for that Helmut, as I keep saying. And as we started yesterday our conversation regarding the public analysis interpretation of the budget, I just want us to continue with it again today. And just maybe adding two or three things there. And I know I'm not the most ideal person to deliver this, because from the feedback that that I always get, Kanjeko is angry, Kanjeko is shouting, Kanjeko is what, I get that. Thank you for the good feedback. But regardless of such flaws that exist in my delivery, again, as I look at the people talking about the budget even yesterday until today and where they are focusing, many of us, we are just interpreting the budget and looking at the old age pension. That is where we end. That is it, the conversation we are ending. Then the other group is looking at the taxable income that has changed, that is what, and that's where we are ending. But I managed actually to read the budget today. I didn't touch the policies yet, but everything else, the expenditure, the allocation, I went through that. And that's why I'm still challenged, or I still believe that our interpretation and ability to go inside there is limited. Because many of us, the other group is only talking about pension. I mean, old age pension, that is it. It's like the whole budget is about old people. That is it. Then the other group is only concerned with how much taxes are they going to save. And that is okay. But we are making it like that is the only thing that touch or that affect our livelihood. And I'm not going to attack you to say you guys are not doing a great job. I appreciate, because everyone is just looking at that because that is what they are able to get out of it. But what I'm saying is that I want you to go inside that budget and understand what is being in and what is coming to you. Because there is so many important decisions that we made that affect you, that you can actually take advantage of or utilize as opportunities. And I'm also appreciative of the fact that the Minister of Finance have made even short posters, like each ministry, how much did you get? Like they made some short posters. And that is really cool. And also, if you go to NIPDB, they have also made some good short posters on some certain policy movement and certain allocation, which is really good, which is simplify or actually make even the budget easier to read. And that's why now, but if you zoom in, if you go in, especially most of people who talk about that, who talk about what, read the whole statement, go to the fiscal strategy, and go see the promises and how things are going to be distributed and to be allocated. It's very, very important for us to go to such extra mile if we want to understand, if we want to hold people accountable. Please, I don't want you just to end the old age pension conversation. There is so much in the budget that we can interrogate. And I'm saying, let us not leave that interrogation to analysts and economists in Windhoek. No. Because you at your level, wherever you are staying in the country, in Opuo, in Hobabis, in Hibion, that budget is also supposed to talk to you. That budget is also supposed to address what you're going through. And if you leave it to people at Windhoek to interpret it how they are taking it, that is not sufficient and adequate for you. So it's now very, very important for us, for the public and for the individual, especially the economically active people, from those that are actually entering VTC or entering a high level, high institution, whatever high level or whatever high institution, whatever you call them, they need to start reading the budget. Those that are working, those that are entering VTC and the universities and colleges, and everyone. But if you look at the conversation that we are having a conversation about dependents, and the dependents are not even participating in the economy. So why are we focusing so much on old age people? Why are we not looking at the policies that affected the graduate? Why are we not looking at the policy and the allocation that affect me and you who are working? And I think that is the injustice that we are doing to the budget. Because we are not talking about, apart from taxes, apart from the taxes, there we are somehow doing well. We are asking questions about this taxable income. Some of us are not being paid 100,000 per month. You know, we are asking good questions about that. That is it 100 per month or is it annually? We are all asking some good questions, I'm glad. But there is now more policy movement. When government is going to build railway, we have no locomotives. So when are we going to get locomotives? We need to start asking this question because I want to invest in locomotive perhaps. So that's why I just want us to bring us to such a stage, to such a level, that the economic active people, you need to engage the budget statement and all this physical and MTF. Because there are so many opportunities and there are so many policy statements that were made that affect me and you, that create opportunities, and also that will make you ask the right questions. They say they are going to reduce the tax, the corporate tax for SMEs, but they haven't defined who is an SME yet. So when, and you now need to ask, when are they going to define who is an SME? Are they going to use the old 2016 law of SME, or are they going to come up with a new definition of SME? So, or are we just going to clap hands? Because I'm seeing a lot of people are saying, oh, SMEs are, no. You didn't read the whole statement. We don't have a national definition of who is an SME. So it's now to us to push that the Shime and the Minister of Trade to say, now, hurry up and define who is an SME. And again, you also made some announcement about the special economic zone. Then we now need to ask ourselves, then when is the law coming? When is the police coming? When are places, every town is going to have a special economic zone land? When is it going to be done? So instead of you clapping hand, like the people who are affiliated to the ruling party, they are clapping hand to say, no, now we are, no. But we haven't even, only Windhoek can, I think, Walvis Bay, that they have a special economic zone, which were the old EPZ. How about you, Ondangwa? How about you, Karibib? Do you have any special economic zone within your town? So when this policy is going to come in your town, will you benefit from it if you haven't demarcated the land for special economic zone? So that's why now it's very, very important, you, the public, me and you, and we don't have to be economists or analysts, no. If you are saying you want to be an entrepreneur, if you are saying that you are a graduate and you are whoever you are, and you want to participate in an economy, you need to interrogate this document so you can see what are the opportunities, what are the benefits that are coming, how does it affect me as a livestock farmer, how all these, what can I take advantage of? Because I wonder when you're going to go to Agribank, you tell them you are given money. You are given money, so give me money. So those are the type of things and the level where I want us to go. And I'm not trying to shout to you. I'm not trying to call anybody that they are not smart or anything. But I just think our way of interpreting the budget, we are missing the point. We are missing the benefit. We are missing the opportunities. And even if I get the opportunities and you don't get it, who am I going to work with? So it means that all of us from the village to the constituency to the region, we need to understand what is in this document and what opportunity can we take as a region or as a constituency. The graduate, if you're going to be denied by ANASAFA for not them or them not paying well, on time, you do, then you say, but you were allocated 2.5 billion. Why are you not paying on time? So we are able to ask this question and hold the people accountable. Because in many cases here, we only get angry. We only scream, no, they are not doing what. But if we can use the statement in the budget that the money was allocated, the allocation was done, the policy was made, the policy directive was made, why is it not being implemented? Then you ask the policymaker such a question. You don't throw stone. You put them on the rope that this was announced. Why is it not being implemented? But we won't be able to ask such a type of question because we are not reading these documents. It's like many of us, we go to church, but we don't open the Bible. And that's why our pastors are telling us to jump, our pastors are telling us to fast, and we die not to drink medication because we are not reading that book that many of you believe in. And it's the same thing with this budget. There is nothing important in this whole country rather than the budget. And if we don't look at it, if we don't interpret it, if we don't analyze it, as an individual taxpayer, you are not holding these people accountable and yourself accountable. But you are paying VAT, but you are paying corporate tax. So it's very, very important for us to go to such a level and just engage. And just engage. No more leaving this work to economists and analysts. Yes, perhaps you can ask for interpretation. Perhaps you can ask what this fiscal strategy MTF mean. Perhaps you ask when then the money should be coming to us. Yes, ask those type of questions. But guys, the policy moves. Guys, the allocation, the money, we should be asking where is it, when is it coming? So that we start working. Otherwise, it will be really, really, really injustice. Just like we did not interrogate the Bible, we did not interrogate the religion, we did not interrogate the constitution had been given. Everything we just get, we are not interrogating SACO, we are not interrogating FTA agreement or rules of origin, anything. We did not interrogate the Samoa agreement, nothing we are interrogating. So that's why now I'm saying that at this level, we need to move a bit differently. So we just do not accept the things. Just because we belong to SWAPO, we belong to LPM, we belong to whatever, we are afraid to criticize Tateshimi. No. We want to go anywhere. And that's why when you have a trade problem, you report to South Africa to report to SACO on your behalf. Because you failed to read the SACO agreement and come up with supposed to be done. And it's the same thing now. You are going to be in your constituency without water. But the ministry was allocated 1 billion for water infrastructure. For the people in Oshakati, the tender is now given for that purification standard to be expanded. Then you'll be having weeks without water, but the money was allocated. So we needed to understand and read those things. So we ask and make people accountable. But we won't if we do not know what is in this budget. We won't know even our money. Many of you are complaining, why government borrowing. Then now ask, go look in the budget. When they are borrowing, what are they using the money for? So we hold people accountable. I don't know what tone, what language I must use to make people understand what I'm selling or to buy what I'm selling or what Eagle FM is selling. But we have to move from that to old mentality of just giving things and we keep quiet. Guys, we can't anymore be given the Bible and we give up the land. We can't. We have to start reading. We have to start interpreting and having a conversation among ourselves. We were given a red line and we kept quiet. Why? Because we don't ask, we don't read, we don't interrogate, we don't have a conversation. We are beating our wives and our children, we are killing them. Because we don't want to have a conversation of how to handle such things. Nobody want to have this hard conversation. But we can't build an inclusive economy and a better society without these conversations. And that's why, yes, the feedback about Kanjango is not the best feedback. But regardless, please have this conversation about the budget. Because this is your money. Many of you are working hard. Because I myself also have a question that when I reach my first 100,000, when is that? How is it going to work? So that I celebrate or do not celebrate. You know, so we needed to ask those type of questions, colleagues. And I just wanted actually to give you a picture of if people understand the budget or they do not understand the budget. So I just have an interview of people that I forced to come in this studio just for them to answer and give me their view on the budget. And just for you to see where we are and if you are one of them. And at what stage you are, if you understand and you need to ask certain questions, we just need to do that.
Yes, as we continue with the conversation regarding the budget, like from our yesterday conversation, we highlighted that we as individuals, members of the public, we should not leave the budget analysis to the people that we call analysts or whatever you call them, or policy analysts or economists, no. But it's us individuals who actually need to look at the budget to see what is in for us. when we are talking about the budget, when we are demanding, when we are complaining, whatever we are going through, wherever we live, it's us who are supposed to be looking through to see what is in for our village, what is in for our constituency, what is in for our region. And if once we do that, then it make it easier for us to be able to hold our leaders accountable, our councillors, our governors, our ministries accountable, because we know what is in the budget and what is actually tailor-made for us. Now, just to assist me to dissect or to give you a classical example, if people are looking at the budget, I have kidnapped, I'm going to use that word, yeah, some of young people or some of the youth or some of the young people just to have a small or a random conversation about the budget. Yes, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Gabriel. How are you? Yeah. Or do you prefer me to call you Kanjengo?
You can call me Kanjengo, yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, I do not introduce people because when you introduce people, there's always this problem where people feel bad, like you didn't mention my master degree, I'm a honorable, I'm also from the chieftains, something.
Yeah.
So I try not to offend anybody, so let people introduce themselves.
Obviously, this is a familiar voice, it's not a new voice. Mm-hmm. So this is Abigail, and it's actually a pleasure to be on the Home Run for the first time.
Yeah, what's your surname anyway?
Nalisa.
So Nalisa is your surname?
Nalisa is my surname.
Okay, can I say what I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that it's like your other name.
No, it's my surname. I have two names, Kahundu and Abigail.
So you are Nalisa Kahundu Abigail?
Yes.
I mean Kahundu Abigail Nalisa?
Yes.
Serious, I really, really thought Nalisa like...
Nah, Nalisa is actually my surname.
Can I say again whatever I wanted to say?
Yes, you can say.
Yeah, it sounds so feminine.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Funny enough, I don't know. I don't know. Probably other tribes, the name like Nalisa would be feminine, but to us, it's actually male.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can't give a female such a name.
Serious?
Yeah.
No. All this time, I just thought Nalisa is like your other name. Uh-huh. I used to actually tell people like, yeah, it's Nalisa.
Yeah.
It's like... So it's not
because everybody just calls me Nalisa. Like, serious? I don't know.
So
it's like
calling you a grandfather.
Yeah, it's
so
like
you're literally an uncle.
Something like that.
It's not only Nalisa, and even Flon.
Yeah.
You know when they talk about Madame Genghis, people are saying Flon. I thought it was her second name or something.
I also thought it was her name because that's how
some title from somewhere, like, you know.
Yeah, because the video that I watched, she was like, hi guys, Flon here.
Yeah,
so I was okay. Maybe that's her other name. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Madam Nalisa. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. look, we are looking at the budget. So for you so far, how is the conversation of the budget going on? Like from the cab to home, everywhere. How is the conversation of the budget? Like from your observation as you leave the studio, I don't know if here you guys have spoken about it.
But yeah.
Just you leaving yesterday, going home, watching the news, how is the conversation of the...
Take advantage of the ongoing tax amnesty program and benefit in clearing your tax arrears. The amnesty offers 100% write-off on penalties and interest once the capital tax arrears are paid. All you need to do is follow the next steps. Step 1. Register as an electronic filler on ITAS portal. Step 2. File all your returns electronically on ITAS portal. Step 3, pay your capital amount. And step 4, register to partake in the tax amnesty. Once you have registered to partake in the tax amnesty, all your interest and penalties will be written off. The amnesty period ends on 31st October 2024. Act now. For more information, visit your nearest NAMRA office or its various media platforms. NAMRA, serving with passion.
As well out there is that not everybody understands the terms used to communicate the budget. Mm-hmm. And honestly speaking, I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. Because I saw a lot of posts on social media where everybody is asking, like, can't we explain the budget in layman's tone? Mm-hmm. because not everybody can actually understand what is going on. Yesterday, I saw a page that was circulating on social media, and there was like names of ministries there and numbers. So I was asking, is this the money that is allocated to these ministries? Or because I was even asking Heleni on the on Mind the Gap, because I saw a Ministry of Labor, they were only allocated 200 and something.
Yeah, 222 million.
You know, so for me, it's questions like that. Like, okay, I'm seeing ministries like Home Affairs, they are getting over 9 million. And Ministry of Labor is getting 200,000.
Yeah, like you have no like, questions like why?
Yeah, like why? I don't understand. So, but yeah, one thing that I can say about the budget that I'm really happy about is the...
No, just before you even go to the part that you're happy with, I'm sorry to cut you there. It's just so there is a momentum. People are discussing, people are saying something about the budget. Definitely.
Yes, definitely they are. But majority of the people actually, I don't think they really understand what is tabled. Yeah, I don't so think they really have... Yeah, they are just going with the conversations that are going on. Yeah, basically. But I don't think people are really understanding these numbers or the budget itself. I don't think so.
Okay. Now that's actually a very good observation, because once the conversation starts, as long as for me there is a vibe, there is some energy, people are in the acting, I think that is good.
Yeah.
Now, the problem only comes if they are in the acting and they are not asking questions.
Yeah.
They're not asking questions, because the people who have answers, people like me, we are saying we are loud, maybe rude, maybe not so sweet.
You shout.
But you're just looking for answers.
Yeah.
Look, I'm learning to ignore everything else and just concentrate on what I want from anything.
Yeah.
Look, I attend conversation and things where people look at my hand like, you know, you don't deserve to be here. I'm like, no, don't worry. I'm just here to listen. I go to church wearing anything that I want, and people look at me like, you don't fit here. So for me, I go for whatever I want mostly, regardless of whatever is happening.
Yeah.
And I wish the conversation of the budget can also go in such a way that regardless wherever the answers are coming from, all you want is just the answer. All you want is just the answer. So now, going to that part where you're saying you're happy, about in terms of allocation,
Is the allocation for the internship program, and I believe it's the first of its kind. As somebody who's just coming out of university, and as somebody who has actually struggled to get internship placements or internships that actually remunerate you as a trainee at the end of the day. That is one thing I'm actually really happy about, knowing that the coming up academics who will have to go out in the field to get training that they require at the end of the day to be fit for the different industries that we have, they are actually going to have money allocated to them. So that I'm really happy. I'm really happy when it comes to that. But anything else,
And before you go to anything else, now there is now the classical way I want somebody to tell me about the budget. Like literally, that is what I want to hear anyone telling me about the budget. That is the way that you have looked in the budget and you have found something that talked to you specifically.
Yeah, that relates to me, you know.
It means you have read the budget.
Yeah.
It means you have found out, okay, am I included or not?
Yeah.
Is it inclusive enough?
Yeah.
Not that these people running around and, the old people we have. No.
Yeah.
I want people actually to go in like that, like what you did, to say, there is something which is talking about the student.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you didn't tell me about NASAFAF.
No.
That is a different one.
That is a different issue. And it has been there. Yeah.
But for you to find something, so you need to say, no, this budget was tabled, but it included, because we have been having these social and economic issues.
Yeah.
Where the graduates don't get a chance to have the practical experience.
Yeah.
And companies are not willing to increase their cost because, it's cost. But it's supposed to be a beneficial one where you are coming to add something. I'm getting something from you. You know, it's supposed to be an exchange.
Yeah.
So That is really, really good. So thank you. Thank you on that part. Mm-hmm. Anything, and what you're saying, so anything else, you haven't found anything yet or you're going to go back in?
I think what I'm going to do is to actually look for somebody who can explain it to me. Because let me not lie. I honestly don't understand. Or maybe it's because before I had the mentality of like the budget has nothing to do with me.
Okay, so you had that?
Yes, I definitely had that mentality.
Serious? Of like, okay. When was that?
I would say this is the first budget where I feel like I really want to understand. I really want to know what is going on. Uh-huh. Because all along it has just been like, okay, the budget is being tabled. Okay, cool.
So what?
Yeah, so what? It has nothing to do with me.
So there is no connection.
There's no connection at all. Like, I just didn't feel any connection with the tabling of previous budgets compared to this one.
No. And you're not wrong. And you're not wrong, man. There is something that a thing which is circulating on WhatsApp. Somebody said, we were restricted from talking about politics. Okay. So I think you are not the only one. As I said, there is this thing that says we are restricted, or we have been doctrined, or to say perhaps to not to talk about politics and religion. And also even investment. And this thing, we've been just going with it, man. We let analysis be spoken about by certain people. You know, we invite analysts come out to tell us the budget. And this is why, actually, I started this thing yesterday to say, we needed to be the one interpreting and analyzing the budget. Why?
Yeah.
Because the budget is talking about to look if there is something. Yes, there are bigger terms. There are bigger what?
Yeah.
And those one, we can ask, what does this mean? But how will you ask if you haven't gone through the budget itself?
Exactly.
And the danger is here. The danger is that we are leaving this conversation to other people.
Yeah, to tell us what they think.
Yes.
When we actually don't even have a clue of what it is they are telling us about.
Yes. Yeah. And you as you from your constituency, Kongola or wherever, or Kakarara, you are not going into, look, where is my constituency?
Yeah.
What does this mean for my constituency, for myself as a student here, or whoever I am?
Yeah.
And this is something also I've learned today. When I was listening to Unpacking the Day, there was one of my favorite lecture there who said, other people have power to advocate for things to be changed once they read the budget. Now, and that got me that since we don't read the budget, we have nothing to advocate for.
Exactly.
How will you advocate for him to give more money to the Ministry of Labor, which is given 222 million, if you didn't read the budget? If you do not understand what the Ministry of Labor actually does, how will you advocate for them to get more money?
Yeah.
So, I think as you go out there, and I don't know now, even if among your friends, have you guys thrown this conversation around yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. Yeah. But I honestly plan to have conversations just with a few young people, just to get a picture of where they are when it comes to issues like the tabling of the budget and so forth, because it's just something that is coming up with me. I didn't have the interest when it comes to things like the budget, but
now since now you spoke about intention, how do you understand that it touched you?
It really touched me because it's, you know, internships are actually very important for an academic, very important, and it's said when you go to places, companies like you have mentioned, they are saying we don't have money. That's why we don't take interns and so forth and so on. Because I remember there was an event that I attended last year with what is this organization's name? It has actually gone out of my mind. And the Minister of Higher Education was actually introducing this program of interns. And I was like, okay, this is good, and I hope they will definitely implement it and make it come to life. So when I saw it in the budget that there is now these funds which are going to be made available for internship programs, I was like, okay, this is a good mood. Okay. And I'm actually proud with our government for actually taking into consideration interns, you know. Yeah.
What is your village name? Just second last question. What is your village name?
Kwamsanga.
Yeah, Kwamsanga. Now, and your constituency?
What is that? I think it's Katima Mlilo Rural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that is now what I was coming to, like when you looked in that budget, when you come to rural distribution of money and capital, that is a homework for you to go look through.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to look it up.
Look where how your constituency is, what you guys are having, the resources you guys are having, and the ability to use them actually for you to go back home. Because I want to go back to Okwalondo. Like, I don't want to be in Windhoek. But we have land and resources there, but we do not have the capital.
Yeah. So
that's why now is to look within the budget to say, what does the budget say? And what has it been allocated to rural areas or rural economic development?
Yeah.
Then to ask you this question, that where is the money? Because we have water, we have what in our constituency. How can we get that money that you're talking about?
Yeah.
So that definitely, is a homework for you now.
Definitely a homework I'm going to do.
That's so sure. Thank you so much, Madam Nalisa.
Oh, thank you so much.
And also for clarifying that Nalisa is your uncle and it's your family name.
It's actually my father's name.
Oh, it's your father. Oh, yeah, okay. You guys don't do like us. We have...
That's how we also do. But I don't know what happened there.
No, you're not the only one. I'm also a Rastas.
But yeah, some of us, we ended up being using my father's name instead of the family name. Yeah, but other siblings of mine, they actually got the opportunity to use the family name.
What is the family name?
Mutonga.
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 Oh, Mutonga. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So thank you for making time, ma'am. Thank you
so much.
Well,
thank you so much for having me.
Please go talk about the budget with the
Definitely,
rest of the
definitely.
You guys go make TikTok. You guys are doing TikTok things more. So
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, and that is just a random conversation I tried to have just to get a picture of how people are engaging within the budget. Because I'm presenting my case, I'm presenting my hypothesis that there is literally minimal interpretation of the budget or people going deeper in the budget to understand what is included in, so they can know where the direction of the country and the policy direction, and also hold people accountable. So I was just trying to paint that picture. And just to add more to that, I also had spoken to two more other people. Let me just actually introduce that conversation also quickly. So colleagues, as we indicated that we are continuing this conversation just regarding the budget, but the main point is that how can the public or individuals themselves interpret the budget? How can they analyze it? Can we leave it to the analyst in Windhoek wearing suits and having some mini meetings and analyzing the budget on our behalf? Or can we do it ourselves? Like, can you go through yourself the whole budget and say, I'm not catered for, I'm not what? Like, I was listening to Ongundana Dingi today, and the taxes, the tax and the buses, they are saying that they were not a part of the budget. So because a group of certain taxes went through the budget to analyze it, to say, is there anything that the treasury, any policy movement that they made to cater for us, the bus drivers and the taxi drivers. So that is the main point. Now, join me in the studio. I'm just kidnapping people today and dragging them to come to the studio and asking them this question. And I'm joined by Sir Tate Franz, Mr. Shinangela. We don't really introduce people, but you can introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah, no, they know me. My name is Franz.
Oh, they know you, right?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
That, they know.
Yeah, people, I forget their PhDs and the political party they belong to and what, and they feel offended.
No.
Yeah,
we are down to earth people of the people.
Okay. Now, my first question to you, Franz, before I go to the young man, is this, that yesterday when you left the workplace going home, what was the conversation all about? What was the vibe? What was the energy? Were the people talking about the budget? And how deep were they talking about the budget? Like, how was it from the taxi that you got to going home to your wife, if you have one, and to your neighbors? What was their conversation about the budget?
Well, I can tell you the truth. It's a mixed up. It's a yes and no at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who would rather choose not to have any conversation around the budget.
Mm.
Yeah, because there are two things. Number one, they are not keen to find out what the budget entails. That is one. Two, it seems as if budget is a different language altogether spoken, which they don't understand. Yeah, so that's why they rather choose to stay away.
Okay. But there were some conversation, there were some people saying something.
Yeah, there are some who are saying something.
Mm. Is it like about the old people pension or what were they like?
Oh, of course. They are concerned about the old people's pension.
Mm.
And at the same time, quite a number of young people that I engage with, they are concerned about if there is anything for them in the as far as the SME, you know, is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So that was that was it. Now coming to yourself, like, have you engaged in it, and which component were you engaged in, and what was that you found in the budget that perhaps that spoke to you, or that spoke to your constituency, that spoke to your region and to your village? Or did you find something? Did you went in, or are you understanding just the overall conclusion of yours and how you engaged in?
Well, I'm a small.
Look small, though.
Yeah, but I'm a small, how can I say, small entrepreneur.
Mm.
Yeah. So when I heard that we are no longer going to pay tax, that is good news for me.
Okay, that is the statement. You are no longer going to pay tax.
Yeah, but
did they elaborate that yes, if you don't make a profit of more than 500,000. Yes, you are no more going to register for 500 VAT, or it's just that statement that you're not going to pay tax?
No, from what I picked from the minister when he was, you know, giving an exegesis of the budget, they are talking about up to 1 million or 500,000. I didn't pick the quite number. I'm not good at numbers.
Mm.
Yeah, but so...
There is also something that you picked as an individual who is interested in entrepreneurship.
A small entrepreneur.
Mm.
I'm very happy that I don't need to be bothered by with income tax, because that is what killed us. You know, I'm starting from the scratch.
Yeah, and I'm correcting you now, and I'm finishing that statement of yours that you're no more going to pay tax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm correcting you to say, when you come to VAT, it's not that you're not going to pay tax. It's just that if you're a small entrepreneur and your annual income or something like that, or turnover, is not more than 500. If you don't make 500, then you don't have to register for VAT.
Yeah.
Then in terms of the corporate one, I think for SMEs, they are going to reduce it to 20% corporate tax. So I'm now trying to answer that question, but they haven't yet defined who is an SME. They are yet to go define it.
Yeah. So some of us do not even qualify yet to be called SMEs.
You are micro.
We are micro businesses. In the biological term, we can say we are embryos of businesses. So we don't qualify, but we are yet forced to have income tax, you know, registration. You are forced to have NAMRA certificate and so forth.
Yeah, so but the most important part is what you brought out, that you heard that you're no more going to pay tax, and then to me that is the important part, because if you say it now to someone like me next to me, then I'll go on to say it's not that you're not going to pay tax.
Yeah,
it's this and this and this. So do you, are you now getting the point of why you should discuss what you had and to certain people and ask it the question, then you get the correction?
Yeah, I mean, we don't. For me, I don't understand economics.
And this accounting that they're talking about.
Because accounting, that was accounting. Yesterday it was account. They were talking accounting language.
Yeah, and treasury matters.
I was listening to try to get a little bit of the flesh from the bony meat, whatever they were trying to chew. So to me it was all bony. I didn't understand. I don't even understand when you are talking about fiscal policy. When you are talking about MTF, medium term framework,
expenditure framework,
those are economic
and policy terms. Yeah.
That a person like me doesn't understand.
Yeah, from a different field.
Yeah, I'm in a different field altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand those. So that's what we need, people like you, to be able to interpret what was said. And I had a good economist today on my show who was trying to explain this thing, break it down from simpler term into vernacular to the people in Silozi to understand.
And that is good. Now, let me just go to the young man quickly, please. Yes, can you just please get to the mic? Yeah, no, you just have to push it up. Yeah, to your height, yes.
Okay,
here
we go.
Yeah. Now, what's your name, say, if you don't mind?
You can just call me Mike.
Okay. Just pull it up a bit. Okay. Okay. Tata Mike or Mr. Mike, anything yesterday when you were reading on your WhatsApp, when you're hearing here and there, did you hear any conversation about the budget, people talking about the budget?
Yeah, I think I came across, I think it was on WhatsApp.
Mm.
I saw a few pictures talking about the minister who just made a few statements.
Mm.
I'm not really sure, but I think they were saying something like the pension, something like that.
Old people pension has been increased by,
Is it? I'm not sure if it has been increased by some few numbers. I'm not really sure the numbers, but I think around 3,000 or something like that.
Yeah, there was a promise for it to be increased to 3,000.
Right?
Yeah, there was a promise, but he couldn't fulfill it by 2,000. So he only increased it by
$200.
Okay, anything else you heard about the budget apart from the pension?
Apart from that, everybody was just making their own budget. Actually, it's more like... you understand? End of the month.
So that is it from the budget that you picked up yesterday.
And some few numbers, probably of I think national budget of hundreds and something billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Country, something like that.
Okay, but you and your friend did not engage in any conversation regarding the budget.
Not really, because I haven't really made enough research about it. Because it's something it's not like I'm not concerned about it, but I haven't put my mind onto it. Yet.
Okay,
I don't really consider it. But I know it's their numbers, so I'm sure they are making.
No, the main reason I'm laughing, look, it's beautiful, like, seriously, like, it's beautiful. It's a good observation. It's a good picture. But are you, perhaps, have you guys, you and your friend ever, like, you know, spoke about the budget, like, before, like, even last year, any year before?
Actually, when you talk about us talking about the budget, for me, I would say, even though we see the budget, even though we see the numbers, them talking about a few billion, the country have. For me, I wouldn't say it's enough for us or it's not enough for us. Because I don't know what's enough for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only seeing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Then they know it's I would probably say I would wait for their simple terms, which would be like, this is enough or this is
no, maybe just as a young person, maybe needing a soccer field or whatever, like those type of things, like, you know, depending on where you stay, when you look at your surrounding, when you look at your hood, when you look at the school, when you look at the transport coming to Clean Windhoek, do you ever like relate, like, why do I have to pay $26? Why in Khoriokap, where I live, we don't have, you know, certain things? Do you ever like relate it like to the budget, or it's just that you have to work hard? Do you ever like, okay, the government need to do something, you know, do you ever like come to such points?
Yeah, I do. Even today, I think I went in a shop where I saw some few products have a reduced amount of, they went down actually. And I asked myself, why is Nivea?
Like
Nivea went down.
Like, is it on sale or something?
I'm not sure. I went and checked.
Yeah.
It's normally, I think it's normally around 60 something dollars.
Yeah, they think it's expensive.
I found it at 50 something, 54, I think.
Yeah, I think that was on sale.
Then I asked myself, is it sale or we are doing just good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of like the infrastructure where you stay, in terms of like where you are staying, the things, like, if you stay in Katutura, there is no, I'm sure they say it's Katutura Stadium, but that is not where we stay. There is no stadium like where young people can play soccer. There is no park. There is nothing. Like, do you ever relate that to the budget, perhaps, to say, let them increase the budget, you know, something like that?
Yeah,
I do ask myself such questions. Because
But it's just that you don't relate it to the budget, really.
Yeah, I don't really relate it to the budget because I'm not sure.
If it comes through the budget.
Exactly.
You rather point to the seat of Windhoek, maybe to
I just mentioned the government.
Yeah, you just mentioned, like everyone. Everyone
just does that.
Yeah.
So for me, I would probably say such things, we need more education on this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Because
as for me, just growing up, the only statements that you are told by your parents is, you got to work hard if you need something in life.
So not really to depend on government or something like exactly. They don't mention that.
Exactly. So if I see such things... for a person that haven't done accounting and everything, I would say, wow, life goes on.
All right, man. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, if you can just give the mic to Tata France again.
Yeah.
Now, Tata France, that is the picture. Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go, sir. Thank you.
Excuse.
Thank you. Now that the France that there goes a picture from a young person.
Yeah.
There goes a picture from a young person, and because I think when I left here yesterday, I met somebody and someone was saying that okay, cool. Why are you being negative about the budget? Why are you being negative about this and this and this? And because I was saying yesterday that we the public and we the individual need to find a way to interpret the budget.
Yeah.
Now do you have the picture from a young person?
Yeah.
And this person is a graduate, is somebody. Do you have the picture like literally he's not connecting the dot? And I can't blame him. I was also unable to connect the dot. And many of people like that, and I mean like he at his position unable to connect the dot.
That can only make sense to a person that studied economics. The person that studied accounting, those are the people that can understand what you people talk about. Yeah, somebody in a different field. I didn't. Somebody might have done environmental studies or home economics. That's a very far field, and it is unpractical to expect this person to understand your fiscal policies and your midterm. Expenditure framework. Yeah, all those things. Just like I don't understand algebra because I did not do mathematics.
Yeah, but there is something interesting from the young man. Is the ability to connect the national budget to the struggle that he's facing. Like at my constituency level, at my village, the problem that we have and connecting it to the budget. And this is something that most of us don't. We only say the government. But I think we do not know that the government is solving these social issues through the budget. I don't think there is that connection. Because if we knew that all the problems that we are complaining about, they only get to be solved through the budget, then we will be worried. Because everyone is saying government is not doing this, government is not doing this. But when it comes to the budget, people are quiet. So I think it's the connection that we are not making, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it is an understanding.
Mm.
There is a lack of capacity in terms of breaking it down to a layman's language that a layman can grasp and understand. There's that scarcity of practical
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
Extracting it into practical, simple meaning of day to day life.
Connect it that this is actually the instrument which is used to build a stadium or to bring roads to me.
Yeah, bringing it to a day to day life. That is what we did not know. You see, if you look at the Indians, how they have mastered business. is because they were able to capacitate the language, the skill, the linguistic skill, into practically interpreting money into their day-to-day cultural life. And then they grasp it, they understand it. And, you know, wherever you go, you find them doing business.
Yeah, no?
I think we need the same to indigenize this knowledge.
Yeah.
How do you explain the midterm expenditure framework to a person who is looking after cattle in Okankolo?
Yeah.
For him to be able to understand. Because the midterm expenditure framework, you are speaking Greek, you are speaking in tongues to them.
Yeah. How does he get to be affected? Especially when he comes to the animal feed, when he comes to water, when he comes to grazing, when he comes to supporting the livestock sector in terms of slaughtering and marketing. All those things is what the people perhaps do not understand, that is the budget and the policies that are being mentioned, like what type of assistance is given to Mitco, what type of assistance is given to livestock marketing, everyone who is participating at the smaller scale. I think those are the things that are coming out of the budget that we are not reading. I think so connecting it is something that I don't know now what we need to do. But because, Tate Frans, if you go in a budget, there is a segment that say policy intervention or policy reform or anything, meaning policy directions that are going to be taken for different sectors, and they affect almost everyone.
You have a language barrier.
Okay.
English, we did not suck it from our mother's breasts. We did not get it from our father's bosoms. It's a language that is foreign to us. Therefore, anything in English is about the culture of the English people. There is nothing that connects to us indigenally that we can liken, even if it is written in black and white.
So then we should call the budget government, because everyone blame government, right? So then we say we are now going to launch the government for 2024 so that people, maybe they will be interested to read and to see what is in it, and again to put it in vernaculars, you know?
That is not enough. I'm saying we need to come up and put head together and come up with a linguistic skill that is able to interpret, you know, that English word into a practical indigenized day-to-day, you know, life examples that people can understand, and then they are able to participate in conversations.
Yeah, because now as you even heard the young man is saying, all people are participating in the budget conversation, but it's only ending at old people pension.
Yes.
But the budget is more than that.
No, that is what is common to them. That is what they can understand.
That is what they can relate to.
If you talk about the Ministry of Health being given 10 billion, how does it affect the person on the ground?
Yeah, they can't relate still.
They can't relate to it because there's nothing, you know, there's nothing, there's no flesh that they can get to chew from that. That's just an a bone.
Yeah, ne?
So, and there are few people with teeth that has capacity to chew through and get the bone marrow.
Yeah, ne?
Because the marrow is depth into the, it is covered into the heart and thick pod.
Yeah.
So, even if you talk about 8.8 billion that is 8 billion that is given to the Ministry of Gender, of course. Only if you can understand that it's actually through the Ministry of Gender that pension and grants are given.
Are given through. I don't think many people knows that.
The people don't know that.
Nobody even interpret. Do you know that nobody interpret that budget for that Ministry of Gender? Nobody really look at it.
They but don't then, understand that Panado is because of the 10.4 billion.
Of Ministry of 10.6 Health.
10.6 billion. And the chair, that the blocks that you see, the classes that you are seeing, that are being built in your village school.
It's because of the 16 million.
18
this time, yes.
Yes. So that is, but to break that down is what is lacking, because there is no capacity linguistically to indigenize that practically. And so as people to have access to the conversation.
Man, thank you so much, Tate Franz, for coming through.
Right.
Because I know people are saying I'm screaming. I know people are saying I'm mad. But that is the view that I keep observing. When I'm saying I'm a researcher, it's just not to come to the radio and brag that I'm a researcher. Those are the observations that I'm making out there. And I just wish perhaps I could translate the message better, or my voice could be polite and softer. But something needs to be done on how we interpret and analyze the budget.
Yeah, no. I think the government can trust that we have the capacity to be able to indigenize what they are talking about in English.
Yeah.
They might just bring the money.
They might definitely.
Yeah, let them bring the money. We can do that for them.
Thank you so much, Dr. Franz, for coming through.
Right.
All right.
Lipura nengeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali ile ko mberewa nora hetatu natu mbali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions and converse with us in studio on 083 288-401.